Mid-September marks an exodus from Wrangell as hunters head up the Stikeen River or out logging roads with hunt tags in the hopes of bagging a moose. The moose hunt in Game Unit 3, which includes areas around Wrangell, Petersburg, and Cake, isn't a trophy hunt. The moose in the area aren't the giants of up north, but the hunt provides hundreds of pounds of subsistence meat for families in town. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game says around 10% of moose harvested in Southeast Fall Hunt each year are illegal, but most of those are sublegal males with antler configurations that don't match the requirements. It's less common for someone to kill and abandon a cow moose or a female moose. Plus, it's illegal in most areas of the state to kill a cow in the first place, except during targeted hunts. But sometime in late September, a hunter killed a cow moose in a muskeg about 15 miles south of town and abandoned the animal to rot. The moose was found by a hiker who noticed bird activity and a strong smell in the area and reported the moose to authorities on September 23rd. Wildlife trooper Chad Yoder says he went out to investigate the next day.
When I went out there and confirmed it was in fact a cow, confirmed it was shot, certainly not, it didn't die of natural circumstances, definitely shot.
Yoder declined to go into detail about the initial analysis of the site and evidence since the investigation is ongoing. Based on recent weather and the animal's decomposition, he says he believes the cow was killed around 5 to 10 days before the body was discovered. The crime caught the attention of a local hunters association.
Because in the end, it's just unethical as a hunter and irresponsible.
Robbie Marshall is treasurer of Stikeen Sportsman Association, which has put up a reward of $2,500 for information leading to the arrest and prosecution of whoever killed and abandoned the cow.
Of course, when you're hunting, mistakes are made, but to, you know, literally leave hundreds of pounds of meat that could have been, you know, distributed throughout the entire community, to be just, you know, irresponsibly just left for waste, that is the main problem that we, as, you know, the Sportsman Association, kind of see.
Marshall says the money comes from the sportsmen's fundraising efforts, primarily their auction dinner that happens in early spring each year. And the reward could grow. Marshall says Wrangell residents have reached out and said they want to add to the pot. As of October 5th, local authorities were still investigating the crime. Wildlife trooper Chad Yoder encourages anyone with information about the incident to get in contact with authorities.
If somebody comes to us at any point in the investigation and, you know, they let us know what happened, if they did something, likely, you know, they're going to get in trouble. But it's going to be a whole lot better and go a whole lot better for that individual if they approach us versus if, you know, otherwise, investigation, we end up at their doorstep.
Alaska's meat salvage laws are strict. If a hunter doesn't make an attempt to salvage meat, the minimum fine is $2,000 and 7 days in jail. The more serious charge, called wanton waste, can carry up to a $10,000 fine and a year in jail. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.